Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an award-winning writer, editor, graphic designer, sports writer, and travel journalist. You've seen his work in USA Today, the AP, Forbes, among many other places. The latest of his 40-plus books he's authored is the updated The New Baseball Bible. We welcome Dan Schlossberg.
Good morning, Sean. Great to be on your show.
Dan, let's go Beyond the Mic. Baseball has had some incredible stories. From a midget taking four balls, to a game being postponed due to fog, and a homicide. What story interests you the most from this book?
Oh, if you're talking about postponements, they've had snowball fights that have stopped games. They've had all kinds of things. I mean, sometimes a player would come out with a tennis racket and say, I might as well use this because bat's not going to do me any good. It's too dark. Those were in the days before lights. So all kinds of stuff happened in baseball. And this book has it all. It's got everything you want to know about baseball, but we're kind of afraid to ask, like the Woody Allen movie.
Do you believe banning the shift in the pitch clock has helped or hurt baseball?
Banning the shift has definitely helped. I think pitch clock has helped as well. However, if you want to ask me about a designated runner in the 10th inning, that's been a disaster.
So which team publicist was your favorite?
Oh, which team publicist? That's a good question. I think the late Larry Chiasson of the Montreal Expos, a real gentleman. And I loved covering Expos games because he was there.
Dan, how has baseball made you happy?
It's a relief from all the pressures of life. Don't have to worry about the political aspect, especially if you don't agree with who's in the White House or whatever. You don't have to worry about your wife nagging you. You don't have to worry about your dog having an accident on the floor and having to clean it up. So baseball has been a relief, just a great place to go for fun.
It's time for the Rocky and 88 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure. Dan, it's the best game you ever saw live.
No question. 1992 NLCS Game 7. Pittsburgh at Atlanta. Pittsburgh leads 2-0 going to the bottom of the ninth. The Braves score 3 and win the pennant.
Which player, who's not in Cooperstown now, deserves to be in?
Steve Garvey.
If you could change one rule to make the game better, what is it?
I would end the ridiculous free runner rule in extra innings.
Oh, I'm all for that. 10 words or less about the Savannah Bananas.
Great entertainment. Glad to have them in baseball.
Dan, since you are a travel writer, where's the best place to travel on vacation?
The Four Corners area, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona.
Oh, beautiful place. Best memory at Syracuse.
When the sun came out for the one day it was out in the 4 years I was there.
Fill in the blank time. Blank will win the World Series this year.
The Atlanta Braves, no doubt.
You got to support your hometown team. If you could own a major league franchise, which manager, dead or alive, would you want?
Bobby Cox.
Great choice. It's time for the back half with Dan Schlossberg. His incredible book is The New Baseball Bible, and he joins us Beyond the Mic. Dan, give us the best player for each position you ever saw live.
That's a good one. Okay. Eddie Matthews, third base. Rui Aparicio, shortstop. Red Chandling, second base. Orlando Cepeda, first base. Hank Aaron, right field. Willie Mays, center field. Those two are pretty easy. And I have to put Frank Robinson in left field, even though he played right field. He was just too good. Left-handed pitcher, Warren Spahn by a nose over Sandy Koufax, only because of his durability. And right-handed pitcher, Juan Marichal.
Why did you fall in love with baseball?
It was a game that I could play, and anybody can play. It doesn't matter your size, your sex, your age. Anybody can play baseball and understand it.
Do you still have the same passion for the game today?
More than ever, although I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I don't like all the extra playoff rounds, because anything that compromises the integrity of the World Series is not good for baseball.
Would you rather have baseball move back to 154, 148 games?
Well, 154 I could live with. But less playoffs. What I'd like to see is expansion of 32 teams. Then you could have four 14-team leagues. No, I'm sorry, 4 8-team leagues is correct. My math isn't great sometimes.
I was told there would be no math. What's your favorite story from the book?
Really good question, and nobody's ever asked me that before. Oh, I think possibly the Baseball Hall of Fame and the inductions, because every induction weekend, they have something called the round table on the day after the induction. It's at Doubleday Park, And you can walk right up to the players and talk to them if you're a member of the media. And when Mike Piazza was coming off the stage after his roundtable was finished, I said to him, Mike, this was the bar mitzvah you never had. And he just laughed.
For his contributions to baseball, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
He's already in the Hall of Fame. There are pictures of him, all his feats and everything he did everywhere. He's just not in the Hall of Fame gallery. And he shouldn't be. He lied for 25 years. If he would have said early on, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, he'd be in. He never did.
For his contributions to baseball, should Shoeless Joe Jackson be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, definitely. He batted 375 in the 1919 World Series. That led both teams.
Time for one big question with the author of the new baseball Bible, Dan Schlossberg, be on the mic. What's your favorite baseball moment?
Experienced a no-hitter. It was Randy Johnson losing a no-hitter to a pitcher named Jose Jimenez of the St. Louis Cardinals. He lost 1-0 in Phoenix on an error.
Dan Schlossberg loves the Savannah Bananas, wants Steve Garvey in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and wants you to read the new baseball Bible. Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sean, thank you for having me. Have a good season.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.